Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Patty Nowlin, and we're talking all about MEC, Midwest Energy and Communications. Patty, welcome to the show again this week.
Thanks, Kathy.
This week we want to talk about what the whole idea is with Midwest Energy and Communication. What's your vision? What's your mission?
You know, it's one of my favorite things to talk about because we are an organization right now that is really transforming the rural space. And so it's so cool to be a part of this movement that we have going on. And I think that really we're one of the leaders in trying to make rural relevant again by living out our vision and our mission statement. But it really all goes back to the beginning when rural electric cooperatives were formed back in the 1930s because farmers and others in the rural space didn't have access to the electric grid like the more urban areas. The big incumbent utilities just wouldn't come in and build out that space because it didn't pencil financially. And so rural electric cooperatives were formed way back in the 1930s to serve a space that others wouldn't. And when you fast forward 80 years, we're still living out that original mission of how the electric cooperatives were formed.
Exactly. I mean, your whole part of your mantra is you don't have to live with less because you live in a rural area.
Right. You know, here in Michigan, we've seen such a mass exodus, particularly from the rural space, because people don't have access to the same amenities as their counterparts in the urban areas. You know, you look at the growth now in areas like Detroit and Grand Rapids, they're starting to grow again. But Michigan generally has been pretty stagnant, and the rural areas make up so much of our geography. And so I think it really takes that concerted effort of leaders like MEC and others to invest in the economic development opportunities and really create the opportunities so that geography doesn't have to define what you're able to do. People in the rural space need and deserve the same amenities as those in the urban areas. And so that's really the vision that we're trying to live out right now, is creating vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities so people can choose to live in this space and be able to do all the things that they need to be able to do.
Exactly. And so electric cooperatives aren't necessarily unique in this area then, are they?
No, not at all. You know, there's all kinds of companies that are co-ops. There are food co-ops, there are childcare co-ops, education co-ops. And so, again, the rural co-ops were formed back in the 1930s.
Right.
But Midwest Energy and Communications is the result of a merger that happened back in 1998 between what was Southeastern Energy, there in the Adrian Service Territory, and what was Fruit Belt Electric in Southwest Michigan. Those two came together to form Midwest Energy and Communications. But across the country, there are more than 900 rural electric cooperatives in 47 states, and they provide electric service to 56% of the nation's landmass. So we're a pretty strong force.
So how is a cooperative different than regular electric utility companies?
The incumbent electric utilities, most of them are investor-owned utilities. So they're really the big boys in the market. And their objective, you know, they're there to provide the electricity, but they're owned by shareholders, and so they're accountable to Wall Street, ultimately. They need to make a profit to satisfy the requirements and needs of their shareholders. Electric cooperatives, we're a privately owned nonprofit utility, and so we're essentially owned by those we serve. Each one of our electric customers is our owner and our shareholder, and so our ultimate goal is not to seek a profit. We need to be responsible with our member dollars, but we're not sending money off to some nameless, faceless shareholders on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. We're seeking to provide safe, reliable service to our electric customers who are ultimately the owners. And so that's one key way we're different. But another one is commitment to community. You know, we're local. We're living here in the heart of the communities that we serve. The majority of our 130 employees are also co-op members, and so they're living right here, sharing the same space as those that we serve. And so we're strongly committed to help strengthen and support the communities in which we live and serve. And that doesn't happen for us by writing big checks, because every dollar we spend ultimately is the dollar of one of our electric customers.
Right.
And so we have to be very responsible with the choices that we make. But boy, we get hands and feet out there.
You do.
Community, working together with our community partners just to do good stuff to make sure that our communities are strong and thriving.
Exactly. I know from personal experience, MEC did a huge service for Neighbors of Hope at our new Women's and Children's Children's Center in Tecumseh. I mean, they came over, used it as their day of action. They trimmed trees, bushes, cleaned out this beautiful garden area, painted and all kinds of things. And, you know, for a nonprofit, we can't survive without the help of our community partners. And that's just one of the things that Midwest Energy and Communication does. They really dive in to the communities.
You know, Kathy, ultimately, we want to improve the quality of life for our customers, but also for our communities. And so it's about being an economic agent in the community. You know, everything we're doing, economic development is so key, but it's just also about really creating relevant space and making sure that we've got strong communities that will thrive going forward.
There you go. Well, thank you, Patty, for joining us again and sharing information on how MEC works and how it came about.
Thank you, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities, as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.